Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Friday, September 23rd, 2022. I'm fresh off my business trip to D.C., got a lot of business work, made a lot of deals late at night in kind of off places such as Old Ebbets, the Round Robin Bar at the Willard Hotel, and then Shelley's Back Room, which if you know anything about D.C. and Shelley's, then you understand why my voice is not what it normally would be. A little bit about D.C. I've been going there since the 80s. I love D.C. There's a reverence for what's gone on in the history of that place. But it's unlike any place I've ever seen as far as urban places now. There are roving bands of thugs, blatant prostitution, pot smoking everywhere, homeless, junkies staggering around, shouting random things at people and harassing people. Urine everywhere, rats running around. I watched a transit cop smoking a joint while he had his bulletproof vest on and his badge on, while there were a lot of other cops behind him that were DC cops that were getting harassed and taunted by thugs. DC was quite literally, it's hell on earth. It's the worst urban environment I've ever seen with this. Mental health is a tremendous issue, right? The homeless that were there didn't fit the demographics of anybody that DeSantis has been bringing in. But they have mental health issues. There's no question. Everyone you stand next to, you look at, or you talk to, you know they have severe mental health problems and they need help. They need to not be out on the street. They need to not have policies that don't allow them to be brought into the system. You know, there are police everywhere and they don't arrest anybody for anything. My assumption is that nobody gets prosecuted for those crimes. But regardless, there are people that need help. And the Democrats are not helping them at all. And Democrats are making things much, much worse. I had a good conversation with Senator Inhofe about his life and the impact that COVID's had on him and a number of other things. And we're going to really miss Senator Inhofe. He's retiring. He's going to be missed because of the seniority that he brought to the Oklahoma delegation and all of the good work that he's done on behalf of the military and for Oklahomans. We're really going to miss Senator Inhofe. He's a good guy. I've met him a number of times and always enjoy talking to him. Speaking of gifts from China, since he got COVID and that has derailed him a little bit, I wanted to kind of put a shout out to all my Chinese listeners. I always see the demographics of that, and I've been consistently surveilled out of China, and I always appreciate that you guys spend the time to listen to everything I have to say and to read my articles and to just watch me so closely like you guys have done over the years. You're valued members of my listenership, even if I know that that's not the reason that you're listening because you like anything I have to say. But I always like to point out to you every now and then in my podcast that I do remember that you guys are out there watching my every move. So I appreciate that you've got me on your list. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.